out there. Now, on Wednesday, we focus on the workplace, and today, company email. Some of the rules are pretty clear. You probably want to stay away from pornography, and you should know that it is legal for your company to read what you write. Things get a little murkier, though, when it comes to unions. Here's a question. Are unions allowed to use company email to communicate with members? That was the question at a federal labor hearing yesterday in Washington, and NPR's Frank Langfitt reports.
The case involves the Eugene Register Guard, an Oregon newspaper, and it began after the company reprimanded union members for sending union-related emails. The newspaper says it has a right to regulate the use of all its equipment, including telephones and the email system. That's the case it made before the National Labor Relations Board yesterday. Afterwards, Michael Zinser, a lawyer for the newspaper, said the union could have contacted members by other means.
Everybody has their own cell phone. Free email addresses are available, you know, Hotmail, Yahoo, Gmail. Certainly if the union wants to communicate with its members and employees, they're certainly free to get their personal email addresses, personal cell phone numbers, and communicate that way.
But the company allowed workers to send email for all kinds of personal use, from celebrating births to organizing poker games. And the paper's management sent email to solicit on behalf of another outside organization, the United Way. James Coppes is an attorney representing the union, the Newspaper Guild. He said the company violated workers' rights to act collectively, as protected by the National Labor Relations Act.
I think it's quite clear from the record that what we have here is a case where the employer chose to punish several employees for sending out irritating union-related emails, and then after the fact slowly stumbled to a justification. These are employee communications. They're protected by the Act. And all the employers have to say back is, it's our property.
The Newspaper Guild says if it loses, it could make labor organizing tougher. There have been three other cases involving unions and email. In all three, the board supported a union member's right to use company email. Frank Langfitt, NPR News,